The other day, Heather and I were doing a devotional in the morning, and the reference on that devotion that day was one single verse. It was James 4, verse 17. And before we read it that morning, Heather said to me, she said, how can you have a daily devotion with only one verse? It sounds like you can't do too much of a devotion on one verse. But the lesson that was, the title of that lesson was called, When We Ignore God. Then we read the verse, but I'm going to start a little earlier than 17. I'm going to start up at 14 already, with emphasis on 15. So I'll start there now. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. And here's 17. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it sins. That's a pretty powerful word, verse. Now, after reading that, I kind of had a little sigh and muttered to myself, oh boy. Why is it whenever I read this book, it's always talking about me? I know what my excuses are for ignoring God, for neglecting his word. Things like, well, work. You know, it's pretty busy at this time of year, which turns into any time of year or every time of year. How about busy with family things, weddings, graduations, and a multitude of other family obligations? Or just the basic old slacking off and taking more time for myself than I really deserve. In my Bible, it gives different references to other verses on the same theme, so we thought we'd look into that a little deeper and see how serious God really was about this. So we went to Luke 12, verses 47 and 48. And these are at the end of the parable that Jesus was telling the disciples about the faithful servant. So we'll go to Luke chapter 12, verse 47. The servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving of punishment will be beaten with few blows. For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Apparently, God is quite serious about his chosen people, whether it being the Jews or Christians, ignoring and neglecting him. These verses all speak of the privilege and the responsibility. In John 15, 22 to 24, Jesus is speaking to the disciples again about the Jewish people. But we're included because we know the wonders and miracles Jesus did through his word. So we'll read there in John 15. John 15, verse 22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates my father, hates me, hates my father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have both hated me and my Father. So then that kind of takes all the excuses away from us. Also in John 9, verse 41, it's Jesus is talking to the Pharisees here. And Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim to see, your guilt remains. Therefore, those of us who are privileged enough to be raised in God-fearing Christian homes, brought to church that teaches the love of God, the will of God for each one of us, and the saving grace through Jesus Christ, his Son, if we choose to believe, have no excuse and will be held accountable for our actions or our inaction, and responsible for keeping up to date with the relationship of with our fellow believers, and especially with God our Father. If we continue down our own road, it tells us there will be consequences. For one thing, God grieves because of our absence, and like children, may need to be disciplined to bring us back. And that is part of God's love for us. Another drawback in deserting God are missing out on his blessings for us, missing out on his plan for our lives, and missing out on a multitude of fruits of the Spirit he has for us. In turn, we shortchange ourselves out of fulfilling the reason for our creation, and that is to glorify God. So like any other discipline in life, keeping up a daily vibrant relationship with God takes choosing to do it, effort to keep it current, and endurance to keep going for our entire life. And the greatest part of all this, through prayer to God, through Jesus Christ, his Son, he will send the Holy Spirit to help us with these things. So not only can we not do them on our own, or he actually will help us to do what we're supposed to do. So in all these things, let us praise God for his love and his mercy that he bestows on us, even in times when we are led astray or neglect him, so that he can continue to bring us back to him, to be with him in a loving relationship with him.